الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا، رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا، واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to dhikr, and dhikr a very integral, very important part of our islah, and which we must try and do regularly on when we at home, when we are on our own, we should not miss our dhikr. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, dhikr ka naga, to miss your dhikr, ruh ka faqa, is starving your ruh. As the body needs food, it needs its nourishment, so the ruh also needs its nourishment, and that is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We also showed that amongst other things where the company of the mashayikh is very important, and in their absence, reading a kitab, their life story particularly, is extremely beneficial. So the company of the pious and the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are two very important components in order to make our islah. Anyone wants to change in his life, and guaranteed this change comes. A person might not just notice it, just like our child grows up in front of us, we don't notice it. Somebody else after some period sees, oh, he's gone so big already. But we don't notice it. Just like that, a person making his islah won't notice it himself. But those who can see will be surprised that how this person was one time and how he is today. The great changes do come. And dhikr is very, very important for that. So with regard to dhikr, and the dhikr, the one dhikr is like, just to give an example, like medicine, we can buy that medicine over the counter. We don't need a prescription. And the other medicine, we need a prescription. You can't just get it like that. Similarly, zikr which is given general permission, and which is done more as an ibadat. That is for everyone. We read in the hadith, etc., the tasbihat fatimi, all many other zikrs also. And other zikr which are given by mashayikh, and that is like with prescription. And that is more for our islah. More than the ibadat point of view, it is for the islah of a person. So in order to do that, with the zikr that we have been shown, we should try and maintain that and follow it and understand it also. For example, the zikr that we have been shown by our Shaykh, Hazrat Manana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, as we had mentioned, was 100 times, Nafi Ithbat, to negate anything and everyone else besides Allah, and to establish in the heart only the one being, only Allah Ta'ala. That is the object. And the other is Ismi Zat, the name of Allah Ta'ala, to repeat the name of Allah. And that also has got a very great effect on a person. And in our dhikr also, there are the Ash'ar. The Ash'ar, the poems, which are also dhikr. And dhikr is with muraqabah, to meditate. And if we just meditate on the poems also, then that is also more than enough. And it will build ourselves up. And the actual dhikr is the dhikr, La ilaha illallah. And those words, they are in Arabic, and it must be in Arabic also. And those particular words, they have got great, great effect. Perhaps it could be explained, La ilaha illallah could be used with other words also to explain it. But those words particularly, La ilaha illallah, has got great, great effect. So much so, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali, and all our elders said that no matter with how much ghaflat a person, unmindfulness a person makes zikr, it also has got effect. Though the effect will be less, but it also has got its effect. One good example also, our elders give, that if many of us have this complaint, we make zikr, but we are not concentrating. But still that zikr will have effect. Like, for example, your wife is giving you your medicine to have. You have your medicine. After you had it, then you tell her, my medicine. She says, but you had it already. And now you had your medicine. Now even you did not know you had it. But it's going to have its effect. Definitely, just like that, the zikr also, without, even if you're not concentrating. Of course, when we concentrate, the effect will be much, much more greater. Just like medicine also, psychologically. A person took his medicine, now in his mind that is going to have this effect. But, and the medicine itself, what, as far as asbab is concerned, the asar, the effects of it, it will have. A person has, for example, something for diarrhea. Even if he does it unintentionally, somebody else puts something in your food, then also your stomach is going to work. The effect of it will be there. As far as asbab is concerned, Allah's qudrat is above everything. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu drank poison. It had no effect on him. So, but as far as asbab is concerned, it will have effect. And zikr undoubtedly has a great effect on a person. Even in unmindfulness, it has an effect. So we should be very regular with our zikr, and this will appeal to me, to us, if we are serious about our islah. If we are just doing it as a formality, just as an outward show, then it won't have any, it won't be important. And we can see for ourselves also that our day-to-day lives, whether there is the zikr, and the zikr for our islah. If we are really concerned, also we will see, do we make dua for our islah? If we don't even make dua, that means we are not really serious. It hasn't still dawned on us what islah is, and that I have to, my islah has to be made. And islah, really, tazkiyah, islah, whatever word we use, is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala clearly says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it was not that fazl of Allah and His rahmat, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That nobody should have gained his tazkiyah, but whom Allah Ta'ala makes mashiyat for. Allah wishes. So we should make this dua, Ya Allah, you make your mashiyat, you decide for me, for my islah. And with that fadl and karam of yours by which you make fadl, tazkiyah, islah, you make my islah. The haqiqi, muslih, muzakki is none other but Allah Ta'ala. And asbab, how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that one place Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to purify the people. And another place Allah Ta'ala says it is Allah who purifies and corrects people. The two ayahs put together, really the haqiqi cause is only Allah. But Allah uses asbab. And in that Allah uses the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So like that, the tazkiyah will be done by we go by our mashayikh, etc. That is as far as the normal procedure, as far as asbab is concerned. But then too, the real haqiqi, muslih, muzakki is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this zikr, doing it regularly, it will have this effect. So the ash'ar, if we read them, and also we should see that we read the ash'ar, how many of us have learned them? And we should concentrate on the meaning. How many of us have thought of learning the meaning also? So this has got a great effect on a person. And when he will read this, and then now he will read La ilaha illallah, it will have a tremendous effect on a person. So we should try and do that also. The ash'ar also we should learn, and they are available. The kitabs are available. Try and get them, and then we learn those ash'ar, and we read them also. If at a time a person cannot do his full zikr because of time restraints, he has to rush to the airport, some other very important work, then he can do it without the ash'ar, only the zikr. Because that is actually the most important. But under normal circumstances, we should read those ashar also, and we should also concentrate on them. And they are read when we are doing collective dhikr, and when the ashar are read, then we should, at that time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, we shouldn't read, but we should concentrate on the meaning, that what is required. Like, for example, Dil mera ho jai ek maidane ho. This is actually a dua. Not that this is the condition of my heart. That, oh Allah, make my heart like a heart, like an open piece of ground, open, barren. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. And only you be, oh Allah, in my heart. Nothing and no one else but you. So if a person makes that, and now he reads La ilaha illallah, keeping that in mind, it will have such a great effect on a person. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Or mere tan mein and in my body. Bajai aab o gil. Instead of this water and the mud and sand of what your body is made of. Instead of that, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. Grant me your love, O Allah. That my whole body, your body, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when he makes zikr of Allah, Allah, he feels that every hair of his body is like a river of honey. And honey is flowing from there. So this, we also can achieve, Allah grant it to us, we carry on. And this is again, those who are serious of gaining this love of Allah, marifat of love of Allah, and from love of marifat of Allah, recognition of Allah, the path that will come will be love of Allah Ta'ala. For that, two things, that a person ponders in the creation of Allah. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, etc. All Allah's creation. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Why don't you look in yourself? You will see the qudrat of Allah. And what great favors of Allah Ta'ala. The eyes Allah made them. Free of charge He gave them. And it isn't just we just say eyes. But in the eye, there are perhaps billions of things which we cannot ever reach also what Allah Ta'ala has put. Just the fluid in the eye. That is a great ni'mat. If that fluid has to dry up, then our eyelids that keep on opening and closing, that they will stop doing their function. And the eyelids will just remain down. And when you want to see, you'll have to physically use your fingers. And every other part of the body, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. How many of our clear signs in the heavens and the earth we have placed. And people pass by them. وَهُمْ أَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. But they pay no attention. That what the great qudrat of Allah in any and everything, Allah's qudrat is being displayed all the time. And when we see these favors of Allah, the love of Allah will come. So by making dhikr, we ponder of the qudrat of Allah also, and by taking His name, and the love of Allah will seep into the heart. And to save ourselves from guna, one is to save a person does not commit guna because of the fear of Allah, the punishment, which is very matlub, required also, and extremely good also. But the highest stage than that is that a person does not commit guna, not in the fear of Allah, but in the love of Allah. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, that my master is so good to me, how can I disobey him? So when Allah is so good to me, He has done so much for me, and he has asked me for nothing, I didn't have to pay for it at all, how can I disobey my Allah? And when that will come, then where the times of guna, which become very severe, which are called nare shahwat, like the fireball of desire comes in a person, where he just, it seems to him, it's impossible for him to control himself. At that time, like Yusuf alayhi salam, what a condition. But that love of Allah, he did not even, not one bit also, not a fraction he thought also of disobeying Allah Ta'ala. So this will be acquired by making our zikr regularly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that regularly we make our zikr. Just to complete the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Take, repeat the name of your Rabb. Your Rabb, the one who has brought you into existence from non-existence. The one who nourishes and sustains you. The one who does everything for you. The one to whom you are going to return. So take his name. And his greatest name is Allah. So repeat. So this is Ismezat from the Quran Sharif. It is proven. That repeat the name Allah. 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 Wazkurisma Rabbik. And in what condition should you do it? Wasabattal ilayhi tabtila. That you must be completely free of everything. Just your focus be on Allah Ta'ala. In that condition make the zikr. So that concentration also must be there, and you must have emptied yourself, takhalli, of everything besides Allah Ta'ala, and tajalli, and beautify yourself with Allah's concentration. Remove yourself, cleanse yourself of every and all other thoughts, and only think of Allah Ta'ala, and beautify yourself with the thinking of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Now, when you make zikr, common fikr, a person does have everything, no matter what business he's doing, what. But he's worried about his sustenance. Rosy is a thing. That this can happen, that can happen. So you don't have to worry. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah, whose zikr you are making, He is the Lord, He is the Rabb. He is the creator, controller of the east also, of the west also. He is everything. A simple example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should give, that your wife told you to bring bread and milk after Fajr when you come home. Your time to make zikr is after Fajr. Example. So you are sitting and you are thinking, I mustn't forget the bread and milk. Because if I forget, there will be big problems at home. So Hazrat says that, what you worried of your bread and milk? He is Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. You worried of your stomach, your one loaf bread, your one pint milk, 1 liter milk. Allah is Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. He is feeding. And how does Allah Ta'ala feed also? We cannot imagine. We cannot understand. The known Misri Rahmatullah Ali was sitting at the river bank and he saw a small, like a tadpole coming with a little insect in its mouth. Jumped into the water and it went away. After a while it came and it again carried on back again. So he turned, what was this now? What happened here? So he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah put it in his heart that there is some creation of Allah right at the bottom of the river. It's gone blind. It can't look for its own rosy. So I send its rosy with this tadpole. It goes there and gives it its rosy. And how Allah gives rosy to all His creation, we cannot imagine. Where and where? A snake that is gone blind. How Allah arranges for a bird to come and feed the snake. So all the creation, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Man have not recognized who Allah Ta'ala is. All we have to do is submission to Allah Ta'ala. And then how Allah Ta'ala gives rosy from unknown and unimaginable sources, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. We just have to work on our taqwa. So the zikr, make it in that condition that we're not thinking of anyone but Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Then the other zikr that we must do, La ilaha illahu. Inna fi isbat. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This is also in the ayat. So Allah says, make the zikr of ismi zat and the zikr of nafi isbat. That you negate any and every so much so that you negate yourself also. I can't do anything. I'm not worth anything. You, Allah, alone are the doer of everything. So with this in our mind, if we make our zikr also, for this reason, a person needs physical strength also. He needs mental strength also to make proper zikr. So when a person is like very slim, is like very sleepy, very tired, very hungry, and his mind is not functioning, and we give that time for zikr, when we are like that sort of a very weak quality of our time, then we won't get that benefit. But when our mind is also strong and you concentrate, and zikr needs concentration, we also perhaps overlook this. To make tilawat of Quran Sharif also, we need physical strength also. Especially for those who do it with tadabbur, with the meaning such. Any person who wants to read with tajweed also, he'll know. One is you get used to it, you read it like by habit, now it has become your nature, you read. But, and if you want to read of the, with tadabbur, with thinking of the meaning, and especially when, like for example, the ayahs of azab will come, you need a lot of strength within yourself in order to be able to read those ayahs. When the ayats will come explaining the rare subtleties and the deeper meaning and principles of life, in order to understand them also, you need a lot within yourself. So when you have that spiritual strength, that physical, mental strength, then you will be able, your heart is strong, then you will be able to benefit from this. So we find commonly, like by the Khanqa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who we, that was perhaps the only Khanqa that we saw like that, that people who usually sell these majuns, tonics, brain tonic, etc., for to strengthen you, they would come and open their shops there on the pavement, because they know these people are going to make zikr and they need these tonics there. So you need that strength in order to be able to make the zikr. So Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, La ilaha illa hu. And when Allah is that, He's Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, there is no one besides Him. And it's coming in you, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Make Him your wakil. Hand over all your matters to your wakil, to your lawyer. If you've got any matter that you are dealing with, and your lawyer or whoever is doing your work is a person who does your work properly, you don't have to worry. Once you have handed him over the work, he informs you. We are at this stage, we are waiting for this signature, we are waiting for those documents. Well, I will inform you. You don't ever have to pick up your phone and ask him what's happening. Long time I haven't heard from you. He updates you all the time. So Allah is the best wakil. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal wakil. When we have brought our zikr and we are handing ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, then we will realize that there is nobody like Allah Ta'ala. فَاتَّخِذْهُ, make Him your wakil. All your matters, hand them over to Him. He will handle all your matters. On one occasion, a group of Sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all were sitting. One person came and spoke very rudely and harshly to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said nothing. In fact, like a casual, smiling. But when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not take it further, he said one word, and Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood up from the gathering and went away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu complained that this person speaking so badly, insulting me, humiliating me, and you say nothing about it, I'm keeping quiet. When I say one word to defend myself, you get up. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Abu Bakr, as long as you were quiet, Allah had deputed an angel to answer on your behalf. When you started defending yourself, then that angel went away. So then I could not sit there. So this is when we hand our matters to Allah, Allah takes care of all our matters. Also it comes clearly. We come to the masjid and outside the masjid, Allah sees to our matters. We start namaz and now we are in namaz, we can't do our work. Whatever I have to do, sort out this matter, Allah sorts out all that matter. And Allah does it, and then after that, Allah will just use us, will just use, just like, just by, ishka yuhi naam hota hai. This year that I say, I'm doing it, it's just by name. Actually, Allah is the doer. Allah Ta'ala does everything. Now just your little presence and this, yeah, he did this, he did that. But actually Allah does everything. Your rosy Allah makes easy then in that. All your work gets done easily. One good friend of ours, the ijtima was taking place in their town, and he was a responsible brother, and they had to pay some huge amount of money for some of the ijtima work. So he said there isn't any money, but it's very regular what is ishraq. No matter what happens, he makes his ishraq. And who makes the ishraq, amongst many other benefits, Allah sees to all your work. So he finished his ishraq, one brother came and put the money. That this idea for the ijtima, all his work was. He had his own personal work also. Professional he is. He had meetings also. And particular about his namaz also, wa jamaat, everywhere. He said everything just clicks together. You just finish this appointment. You just in time for your next appointment. Your work gets done there. You just on time now for your namaz properly, nicely. You make your namaz. You have your lunch, everything. Everything, Allah makes it like that. When we hand ourselves over to Allah like that, and dhikr is one, there are all other things also. Our namaz, we are regular. Then our tilawat, we are regular. All this Allah Ta'ala does our work. When our heart be in those things. So anyway, make Allah Ta'ala your wakil. Now when you fattakhidhu wakila, when you make Allah your wakil, naturally your own people from inside. Outside people are there, but even your own people, and even who we will call good deeny people also, from your side, then they will start passing lot of remarks that he whole day is in a masjid. When is he going to do work? He can't do work. He's a man just all the time. He just watches me. Whenever you see him, he's making zikr. Whenever you see him, he's got no time for dunya's work. He's a useless person. He's a lazy person. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Lot of criticisms will be made at that time. You make sabr. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. All types of comments. Your wife will say you're very lazy. You don't do anything. Everyone else. Just one little case. There was one family partnership. All the brothers were. They decided to dissolve nicely, amicably. And at that time, they asked me also just to be present, just to oversee things and that. After everything got sorted out, one of the brothers, who they all knew, he comes late to shop. And well before Zuhr time, he's the first in, before the Muazzin, he's back in the masjid. And he's the last to come out of the masjid after Zuhr again. Asr time, he's the first back in the masjid again. And that time, a busy time. So they all said, he's like a one useless partner. He does nothing. But at that time, when the 20 rand note was the biggest denomination, like 200 rand, it came with a big box and he placed it there. And he said, this was all the uplang money. And they all, what their profits they made, nobody could compare with him. And he was the one who gave the least time to the business. And this doesn't mean that we also become lazy like this and we are taught like that, we should do all our work. But it means when we become Allah, how Allah, so to say, Allah has caught your hand now. And Allah just gives barakat, whatever you decide, whatever. Now business deals come, you decide easily, everything just gets sorted out. And it's just like the money, it's pouring now, it just starts pouring. And you don't have to do anything much also. So like this, so Allah says, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. People are going to have lot of objections. Wahjurhum hajran jameela. Now separate from them. And a beautiful separation. Don't now become such that you use harsh words. And according to the tafsir which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi taught us, that separate from them in such a way that there is no complaint and you don't want to take any revenge. When something goes wrong, they give so much of time and they working, sweating, day, morning, and then still something. Now don't you see? You whole day you in your work, see how much you brought us more in debt with all your efforts and all your hard work, and we put so much in this venture and the whole thing is gone into that hole is now, it's got no bottom. We can't sort this problem out. So don't be like that. You just do no revenge from any person also, and no complain about them also. You just carry on with your thing. So this, the moderate path is, the main thing is that we're not going to make the whole day zikr, but the zikr time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever our time is, for that little time, give it. And then see, like a person who makes his ishraq, His whole day's work Allah makes easy. A person who reads Yasin Sharif in the morning, whole day's tasks Allah Ta'ala makes easy for that person. So we'll do our work, it won't be hard also, it will be easy going, and so much of barakat will come also. So that is what our deen is here to offer us. And the dhikr is the opening, starting, the miftah, the key towards all this. So we should try and make our dhikr. As far as the dhikr that we are doing, we're discussing, and that is for our islah. So for our islah, when we make our dhikr, our shaykh prescribed that we should, with wudu and facing the qibla and all the others, when we are, our mind is quite free and we are now at ease, and then we are making our dhikr. Read Durood Sharif, read if possibly 3 times Qul Huwallah or any other letter, and pass the sawab to all our mashayikh. That will bring a lot of noor and barakat. And for this, just by the way, in case we don't actually come to this subject, that every day for our parents we must make dua. Living also, and especially if they have passed away, never forget them in our, duas, even if they are living. That is our duty. We have to make the duas. Benefit of it is, Allah will give lot of barakat in our dunya's life. We will see lot of barakat. And make dua for our asatiza, our ustad. Even if it may be an appa who taught us alif, ba, ta, sa, where we started, whoever taught us, always make, we'll get lot of barakat in our deen. Allah will open our deen, understanding, eagerness of deen, passion, to become passionate about deen, to practice deen, all that Allah will make if we make regularly du'as for our asatiza. A common teaching of our elders is, when a student can't learn, he grasp his lesson. He can't learn his sabat. He can't understand it. Make dua for your ustad. And the kitab you can't understand, make dua for the author of the kitab. By that, and make some isali sawab for him. By that Allah will open that and lot of barakat will come. So Allah give us topic that we always make dua for our elders also, our parents and our asatiza also, our mashayikh also. That we make dua for them, goodness will come into our lives. So now when we have this in our mind, my spiritual condition, I must go correct. So a person can think, make mental notes, or perhaps today is the phone zamana, you make your notes on your phone, whatever it might be, that what really are my spiritual diseases. Really it is, if a person will see, every spiritual disease is in me. But if there is anything particularly plaguing a person, like he knows my eyes are just not under control, and really this is my tongue is not under control. Whoever I go and speak with my friends, I say the wrong thing, and I cause problems. I cause it everywhere. I go home, I speak to my wife, I cause it there also. I want to be good, but what I don't know what I say, that everyone just becomes angry, so my tongue is a problem. Some of us, anger is a problem. My anger is just right out of control. I just can't control. Some of us, laziness. We just can't get up for fajr or whatever else, whatever it might be. Or some of us, that our reliance is not on Allah as it's supposed to be, is very, very far. But even reasonably, I rely too much on my own effort, on my own thinking. I never think of istikhara. Even just the istikhara namaz, that also we should do. But just the words of istikhara. And while passing there, that we should try and make a practice daily, or whenever we have to make a decision, read 7 times, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. By the barakat of that, Allah will give us the tawfiq to make right decisions. Wherever we have to make decisions, Allah will give us the tawfiq to make the right decision. So anyway, so if we, that what is that weakness of mind? When we have identified it, now when we're sitting and making zikr, preferably crossed legs in front of Allah. Adab is that we should sit like in the attahiyat position, but the mashayikh explained that when making zikr, with crossed legs, with our hands on our knees, or as we feel comfortable, reasonably comfortable, then with our first Durood Sharif and some of the Ash'ar also, and then the actual dhikr when we start of La ilaha illallah. then from the waist, yeah, we should turn our body slightly to the right, very little. And this should be other mashayikh, and which is common and no problem. Everyone has got their tariqah. How Shafis do their things, we got no problem with them. But we will do things how we do that. How Hanbalis do, no problem. In the same way, in tasawwuf, how the other silsilas do their zikr, we've got no problem with that whatsoever. But our tariqah is that, yeah, from the waist you move your torso, your top of your body, slightly to the right. And your heart is on your left. And with this muraqabah, and this in mind, that Ya Allah, what is in my heart, my anger for example, my eyes which are not in, whatever you have identified, that I'm taking it out, and on my right side here, I'm throwing it out. I'm emptying, I'm vacuuming my heart. And what a vacuum machine Allah has given us, of the name, brand name is La Ilaha Illallah. Other vacuum machines, some Dunlop, some Sunbeam, they can never pick up the dirt as what Allah's vacuum machine. And here we are vacuuming the heart, cleaning the heart. So take that out from the heart. And on our right, La ilaha. And we have thrown it out. Now, illallah, we're putting the right thing in. That my eyes, out of control, now fully in control. My anger, right out of control, now my anger is under me now. In this way we make 100 times, how can that sickness go out of us? And on a daily basis we do it, how can that sickness go out? If the doctor gives you some very good medicine, today one tablet, 50 rand, 100 rand, 200 rand, more also, just for one tablet, and the most expensive tablet Allah has given it to us free of charge. That tablet that will do everything, and without even that surgery of cutting the heart open. Today we know, doctors also, they put a camera in there, they check up, how they work. Allah's system, Allah's technology, who can compare with that? So if we bring that technology within us, and just by sitting like this, you don't have to be, under anesthetic. Our anesthetic are the durus sharif, the duas we read, now you are gone, you are away from the dunya. Now you are in a different world, if we take that anesthetic. But if we don't, and we are still alive in the world, then how is that going to help us? When we come under that anesthetic, and now we are in a world with only we and Allah, nobody else. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gay, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gay. Every desire of mine is gone out. Oh Allah, you come in now. It's only me and you. And when you, it's only you and Allah. What more does a person want? And this is, if we identify, and we have this certain particular bimaris are troubling us. Otherwise, generally, all my spiritual maladies, Ya Allah, I'm taking them out, and I'm throwing them out on this side, and I'm putting only you in my heart. This is one that we all should try and do. Do it regularly, and then see for yourself, you will see that these things are going out, and our Islah is taking place. Otherwise, we will be 100 years in the Khanqah. And we're just saying that I'm coming for my Islah, but we are not doing anything for the Islah. Not the zikr, not knowing how to do it, not doing it regularly, not doing it as we are supposed to, not even making dua for our Islah. How can that person's Islah? So that is one. Then there are many other muraqabas also that we should try and do. The one is, this is the main one. This is that we must do. Part of the 100 times that we have to do, La ilaha illallah, this we have to do. Whether we do it 10 times, whether we do it all 100 times or anything. But this year, that I'm cleansing my heart, throwing out all the dirt, and I'm putting purity in my heart. I've got pride in me. I'm throwing out the pride, and I'm putting humility in me. I've got laziness in me. I'm throwing out all that laziness, and now I'm putting in me to be active, to do my work, what I have to do. everything like that, or the details, everyone, mashallah, we can understand. So one is that. The other is thing of the what occasion Allah has given me. Abdalu dhikr, la ilaha illallah. Just think as you are saying, la ilaha illallah. Allah has blessed me with the greatest of the dhikr. There couldn't be a more valuable. The medicine which perhaps even cost 1,000 rand for a small tablet, Allah has given it to more greater. Allah has given, there is no greater dhikr than the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we think of that also, that what a ni'mat. And my tongue that is so filthy, that also we think, I know what I've spoken with my tongue. I know how I've used my tongue. And yet Allah is giving me the opportunity of La ilaha illallah coming on my tongue. What a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then also, that when I'm saying La ilaha illallah, it comes in the hadith, لَيْسَ لَهَا حِجَابٌ دُونَ اللَّهِ. This La ilaha illallah, there is nothing that can block it. It goes directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And as it goes up, this La ilaha, the heart is also a storeroom, a small storeroom. And the real big storeroom is by the arsh of Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Whatever you have been promised, your rosy, we see it coming from the ground, but it comes from on top. Everything we see from this world, but it is coming from Allah Ta'ala. So now when with La ilaha, it is going and it makes contact with the arsh of Allah. And it has opened now the treasure house of Allah Ta'ala. Now you are there at the treasure house of Allah. But your La ilaha illallah, and you can take what you want to, and it's pouring now into your heart. The ma'rifat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah, good qualities, kindness, tolerance, whatever a person can think, you can take and now it is coming and pouring into your heart. So by making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala like this, this La ilaha illallah, it's got such great power and nothing can block it. It's just hardly out of your tongue, out of your lips, and it is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then when it has gone there, it opens the treasure house there. And then you can take whatever you want to from there, and you bring it into your heart. And then to use it from your heart again, Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikri. Oh Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. These are the words of the hadith. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that here the hadith says, O Allah, open the locks. And so from that we understand there isn't one lock, there are many locks on the heart. And then Hazrat should say, where do you put locks? Where there is treasure. So with your La ilaha illallah, La ilaha, you brought the treasure from Allah Ta'ala's arsh. And that is now in your heart. Now it is locked up here. And with zikr again, you'll open your heart. And with your zikr, you open your heart, then it will come out again. And now it will be in your life. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitrah. Every child is also born on fitrah, on La ilaha illallah, on Islam. But it is closed within that. If he is born in a Muslim home, they give adhan, they are opening it up. Now that La ilaha illallah comes out, now he's a Muslim now. If he's born in a Jew's house, Christian's house, or somebody else, then it is there, but it is locked up. You didn't open it. So now we are opening it, and now those treasures are coming out of it. And the greatest treasure is again, in everything we see Tawheed, we see La ilaha illallah. And if we make our dhikr all the time, Allahu Akbar. The dhikr, we do it, and reasonably how we are trying to explain, if we do it, we will find tawheed in the af'al of Allah will come. That Allah alone is the doer of everything. Then we will progress to a next stage in the sifat of Allah. That the qualities which Allah has got, only Allah has got those qualities. And the qualities which Allah has given creation. Allah is merciful. Just put mercy in other people also. But mercy in the true sense is only with Allah. Now you will realize it's only. Rosy, you will realize it's only with Allah. Allah alone is Razzaq. And then you will progress to the next highest stage. And that is the Zaat of Allah. That is only one. And when you get imbued with this tawheed of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, there is no one who can interfere with that person. Now this person here, what Allah protects him. And what he says, Allah makes it happen according to that. What du'as, now he's a mustajabud da'wat. Whatever du'as he makes, the du'as are readily accepted. So this is the zikr. And this is just not even really without exaggerating. And I'm speaking, so it comes into me. We all are desperately in need of it. We are sitting together to try and make this muzakara. We make du'as for one another. Mubarak month of Ramadan, this Mubarak time in the house, masjid of Allah. Allah will bless us with this. So when we will make the zikr and it comes into our heart, and our heart gets full, then Allahu Akbar, we have said, we have gained everything. So the zikr, لَيْسَ لَهَا حِجَاب دُونَ اللَّهِ, it goes directly to Allah, and from there it draws and brings all the great mercies of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The zikr, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. A person is 100-year-old non-believer, non-Muslim. He's a Jahannami. One time he said, La ilaha illallah, he's a Jannati now. The whole 100 years, all records of his, everything, one side. He just read, La ilaha illallah, now he's a Jannati. You were a person who angered Allah Ta'ala. You made him angry. You are La ilaha illallah, you have made Allah happy. Jo mabghoos tha, wo mahboob ban jata hai. And what La ilaha illallah, it has got such great effect on a person also that a person who was nari, who was destined to the fire of Jahannam, he has become nuri. He is full of nur now. And he will be going to Jannah. So as you are making your zikr, think, what a formula Allah has given me. We know some scientific formula, mathematical formula. We know formula how to do this, how to do that, how to make the wife happy no matter how angry she is, how to make the boss happy no matter how angry the boss is. This is the greatest formula, how to make Allah happy. And you are sitting in a corner of your house one side, and you are making your zikr, and Allah is watching my banda, he's calling on me. And if it's at tahajjud time, if it's at a time when the world is in ghaflat, hey, everyone is asleep, and you are busy calling on Allah Ta'ala, how valuable isn't that zikr of yours. So this is a great, great kalima. Think this kalima of mine that makes a jahannami into a jannati. Instantly you are made, you are transferred instantly. What a great zikr Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given me. This is a zikr, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who says it 100 times, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. And how beautiful Arif Billah, our Shaykh, explains it, that the new moon, when it comes, we all look for it so much, we can't find it also, just that little strip which is difficult. But as the days pass, the moon is there all the time. But we only seeing that one, the crescent, the little bit which is difficult also to find. And the rest is there, but it's dark. But as the days go, just 14 days, middle of the month, 14th full moon, now that light, that crescent has grown so much, it has pushed out all that darkness and the whole moon. And then you see the moon, 14th full moon, what a beautiful moon it is. How big it is. So that La ilaha illallah, is first just like a crescent. And still the heart is full with sin. Black the heart is, rusted the heart is. But as you are reading it, it's pushing out all the darkness. All our bad habits, our islah is being made. I'm lazy in namazes, it's coming now. My tongue is not in order, my anger is not in order. The La ilaha illallah is pushing it. And as we do it properly, it comes to that where the heart has become 100 times like the 14th full moon now. All the wrong things have been pushed out of the heart. Now it isn't like the sun when it's 12 o'clock in the day. So hot it is, you can't take the heat. When the moon is like that, cool and calm it is. That nur has come into you now. What is la ilaha illallah, la illallah? That great nur, and all your darkness has been pushed out. So we just have to carry on, and all our bad habits, all our stinking, filthy thoughts and wasawis and all other doubts, etc. La ilaha illallah will push it all out, but we have to do it. That is the thing. We take out the time and we do it. Also when we are making zikr, each one of us think, how many of us are sleeping and how many of us are making zikr? How many of us are saying, La ilaha, there is no Allah, and we go to sleep. Then we woke, wake up, jump up, La ilaha, there is no Allah. And again now all the time we think there is no Allah, there is no Allah. And then we go and sleep. How is that zikr going to help us? So Allah give us that tawfiq, that we make our zikr like this, and then see. There are still a few points, if Allah wishes we will discuss them, but just if this can come in our heart, zikr is very important. And I have to make also when we make our zikr ijtimai, or on our own also we make, and at home also we make our zikr, regularly, on a regular basis, what great benefits a zikr will have, we will really be amazed at it. But that is if we just do it even for some time, and we do it regularly, even just a 40-day period do it, even just to test it, whether it is, does work or not. Just to test it also do it, but do it. And then see, inshallah, what we will get from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, the name of naam lete hi nasha sa chha gaya. Just taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, a person goes in a trance. And zikr mein taaseer do re jaam hai. In zikr is the effect, like the wine which people drink. This wine of the love of Allah, pure, clean wine. That you are drinking when you are making your zikr. Allah give us tawfiq, give me and all of us, make for me dua, I make for you, we all make dua for one another. Let it not only be words, but that this reality comes into us. Really we will see then what is khanqa and what is the zikr which is being spoken about. We will see, the world will see. Allah give us all tawfiq.